السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى, اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَّخَبِيرٌ. صدق الله العظيم. Ulamae kiram, most respected brothers, and also sisters who listen over the receivers. This is a surah of the Quran Sharif, a surah of the Quran Sharif which little children also know. They memorize it at the madrasa, at the maktab. We also recite it in our salat. So although I was desirous of continuing with the subject matter that we were discussing last week, but suddenly a very strong desire came to discuss this surah. So whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills, I believe, is the best for all of us. In this surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, without going into the detailed tafsir, there is no time for tafsir of this surah, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes some qasams. And I've mentioned this previously also, that Allah ta'ala can take qasam in the name of the sun, the moon, the stars. Allah Ta'ala take qasam in the name of time, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah Ta'ala can take qasam in the name of any of His creation, because those creations, or the whatever Allah Ta'ala has created, hasn't got any kind of weight in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It does not mean that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because He mentioned something, so therefore that became very powerful, almighty. Allah Ta'ala is the creator. So we as human beings and we as believers are told not to take qasam in the name of anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. At home also we must educate the families, educate the children, educate our friends who have got the habit of taking qasam all the time. That in the first place that qasam should not be taken unless it is really necessary. It is important, the person wants to emphasize a point, or the person wants to convince the listener that what he is saying is the truth and nothing but the truth. So at that time the person takes a qasam in the name of Allah alone. Qasam in the name of anyone else is not permissible. We get lots of people, they say, I take qasam on my mother's name, I take qasam on my father's name, my grandfather's name, and on the qabar of so and so, qabar of so and so. The qasams of all those kinds are not valid. The person, if he has to take a qasam, it must be in the name of Allah Ta'ala, and that too only if it is necessary. We must not make a plague thing out of the Quran Sharif, that every little thing bring the Quran Sharif and take qasam. Every little incident bring the Quran Sharif, take qasam.
Jab qawlo qasam lene ke liye takrar ki naubat aati hai, تب میری ضرورت پڑتی ہے, ہاتھوں پہ اٹھایا جاتا ہوں.
It is a lament of the Quran Sharif. It is a faryad of the Quran Sharif, a complaint of the Quran Sharif, that I was supposed to be read, understood and practiced upon, and instead what am I being used for? Besides the other things, it is just for qasams. If there is a need for qasam, then say, bring the Quran Sharif, bring the Quran Sharif. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam in the name of those horses. I'm not giving you the translation, I'm just giving you the meaning of that surah. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the name qasam in the name of those horses. Wal-qadiyati zabha. Those horses which are used in jihad. And a horse when it runs fast, when it begins to pant, when it begins to breathe heavily. So that is called zabha. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam in the name of those horses. Those days were horses which were used in jihad and in fighting. They didn't have bombs and they didn't have helicopters and rockets. So people, the mujahideen especially, they used to make sure that their horses are well trained and prepared for any eventuality. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also taking qasam in the name of those horses which, because of their very fast running, they are panting, they are breathing heavily. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ. And we know that when horses are running and their hooves have to strike some kind of stone or rock, then sparks begin to fly. So فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam in the name of those sparks which are flying from the hooves of those horses when they are striking stone or rock. Picture those horses, they are in the jihad. And the rider on that horse is a mujahid. And the horse is running fast. And the hooves also are striking stone or rock. And the sparks are flying all sides. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَحَا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا. Now those Arabs, they were not cowards. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them courage, He had given them strength, He had given them power, and He had given them such faith and trust in Allah ta'ala, that their attack also was not in the late part of the night, when everything was very dark, and when everyone was fast asleep. At that time they just come and throw some bombs and run away. These people, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is taking the qasam, that on that attack which is to take place also in the morning. Things are bright, everybody is watching also. There's no hiding. It's how brave and courageous those mujahideen were. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is taking qasam in their name. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ الصُّبْحَ فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَ فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَ. What that means is that we know that when these horses are running, then there will be a cloud of dust. They will leave a trail of dust. So Allah Ta'ala is even taking a qasam in the name of the trail of dust that they are leaving behind whilst they are attacking the enemy early part of the morning, and they penetrate into the midst of the enemy. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. After taking all these qasams, then Allah Ta'ala says, why did he take all these qasams? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then mentions the whole purpose, and that is, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Verily man is very, very ungrateful to his Rabb. Man is ungrateful to his Lord. Now this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to mention, now to emphasize the point and to drive the point home. First Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about the jihad horses and how they are racing, they're penetrating the enemies, they're attacking the enemies in the early part of the morning. They're leaving behind a trail of dust, all those things that we discussed. And then Allah Ta'ala says, this man is very ungrateful to his Lord. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ.
And not only he is ungrateful to his Lord, and he is ignorant of that, it's not that he is ignorant also. He is well aware, he himself is a witness to this very fact that he is ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. He is a witness himself that he is ungrateful to his Rabb, to his Allah, to his sustainer. That means his heart tells him that what you are doing, you are disobeying your Creator.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ.
And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that his love for wealth is intense. Now we go back to the horses again. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned those horses which were racing, which were panting, breathing heavily, and those horses, they were striking in the midst of the enemy, they were penetrating, they were leaving behind a trail of dust, their hooves also, when they were striking rock, the sparks were flying, which means that those horses were unconcerned about their safety. Those horses were not concerned about any kind of injury and pain. The horses were not concerned about facing death. The horses were not concerned about any kind of harm coming to it. They were at the command of their master. The rider who was on the horse, the owner, the master, that master gave them some fodder, some grass to eat. That's all. And that grass and that fodder also was not made by that master of that horse. That horse, that grass which was given to that horse, or the fodder which was given to the horse, that fodder also was not made by that master of that horse. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created, Allah Ta'ala had given life to that horse, Allah Ta'ala had given that strength and that power to that horse. And Allah Ta'ala gave that grass and that fodder to the master to feed to that horse. But just because that master fed that fodder to the horse has become so faithful to that master that it is unconcerned what kind of injury and pain and what kind of risk it is taking. But if the master says, now ride into the midst of the enemies and strike fear into them and be at my command. If I move your reins to the right, then it's right, and if it's left, then it's left. Then the horse does not look back, and it is ready to give its life just because that master has been good and kind to the horse and has given it some fodder to eat. So, O man, where are you? Day and night, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving you not only life, but with life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is blessing with so many different bounties. And then yet you are so ungrateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's what Allah Ta'ala says, that man is very ungrateful to Allah. He is very ungrateful to his Rabb. That Rabb, that Allah, that sustainer who provided him with his nourishment, who created him from an insignificant drop of sperm, and then made him go through all the different stages in his mother's stomach. And when he was born also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala converted the blood of the mother to milk for the sustenance of this child. And then Allah Ta'ala gave him intelligence as he grew up. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him wisdom. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him capabilities. Allah Ta'ala gave him the faculty of understanding, of differentiating between right and wrong, between good and bad, and the capability and understanding Allah Ta'ala blessed him with so that he can make computer chips, and he can make aeroplanes, and he can make spaceships, and he can make so many things which can make man's life comfortable. Now all those things Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed this person with, and he is the one to reject Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his ni'mats.
Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood.
So that is what it is. Verily man is very ungrateful to his Rabb. That horse is prepared to give its life for the sake of that master who has just given it fodder. And here man is not prepared to give up sins. We as believers, we are not prepared to give up our sins for that same Allah who is blessing us day and night with so many different bounties. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala further says,
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودُ وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدُ.
And he is a witness himself to this ingratitude that he is showing to his Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If he has to just sit a little while and ponder, then he will realize that he is a witness to it himself. We all are witnesses ourselves to our crimes and our sins and our ingratitude that we are showing to Allah Ta'ala. We all know where we are using those bounties of Allah Ta'ala. We know where we are using our eyes and our ears and our tongues and our hands and our feet. We know whether it is taking us to the masjid and to the earning halal livelihood, or it is taking us to the discos and cinemas and rave clubs and theatres. Every person is a witness himself. Therefore, Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, Lakanud, Kanud here, he says, means that the person who thinks of those difficulties, hardships, sufferings that he goes through, but he forgets the favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in that state, that is the person that is Kanud. That means the person, when some difficulty comes upon him, he got some kind of injury or pain, or somebody passed away in the family, or the person meets up with an accident, or there was some loss in his property or his health, then at that time he complains like fun, as if Allah Ta'ala has taken away everything from him, he's got nothing left. I wish I had died before this. I wish I can commit, I can take my life. The person starts thinking of suicide and everything. Just some difficulty comes. At that time he forgets all those bounties and all the ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Wasiti Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that what it means is that that person who is earning, he's got plentiful, but he is using that Allah Ta'ala's bounty in the wrong places, in sinful places. So once again, those horses that the qasam that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took, this man should take a lesson from that. That is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. That look at those horses, it's just that little fodder that this person gave. And now and again he grooms the horse and he gives it a bit of a wash. But that horse is at his command. Anyway, it is prepared to go. It is prepared to give its life. It's unconcerned about the injury and pain and suffering that it will experience. It is at the command of the master. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing us and saying, oh man, where are you? Why don't you take some lesson from these horses that are used in the jihad? That I am the one who is blessing you with everything. Because we are also part of mankind. And on us, Allah Ta'ala's favor is even greater, that He has blessed us with Islam and He has blessed us with Iman. So Allah Ta'ala says that the love for wealth is intense, and that is the major cause of their disobedience. The major cause is this, that Allah Ta'ala's Kalam is addressing us and telling us what is the major cause. Why is man so ungrateful to his Rabb and to his sustainer?
Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood wa innahu ala zalika lashaheed wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadeed.
His love for wealth is intense. إِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. So then immediately after that Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَهُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. How
loving Allah Ta'ala is, how caring Allah Ta'ala is, how beautiful He is.
how He wants us to save ourselves from destruction. Therefore, He gives us the cure also. He tells us what the problem is and then He gives us the cure. It may be given very subtly, very beautifully. We may not even understand that this is what Allah Ta'ala is trying to say. Unless we ponder, we reflect. That is why the Quran Sharif is for reflection, for meditation, for pondering. Now here Allah Ta'ala says His love for wealth is intense. Now there was nothing wrong with wealth, because wealth was the means of His getting progress in this world and in the hereafter. So there was nothing wrong with wealth itself. We required wealth for our clothing. Namaz, it is wajib that we must cover our satar. So how is a person going to buy clothing if he doesn't have money? How is he going to go and how is he going to build the masajid? How is he going to go for Hajj and Umrah? All the masail of zakat and inheritance and everything is because there's wealth. So Allah Ta'ala is warning that that wealth, the love of that must not be so intense in the heart of the person that he is thinking of nothing but wealth all the time. Obsession. How I can multiply my properties, how I can increase my investments in this world. Nothing else. What about the akhirat that is going to come? Because he's going to leave behind everything here. Now sometimes we hear and or read of the figures of the wealth of some people. It runs into billions of dollars they say they own. Oil sheikhs and other tycoons, they say billions. Now when is he going to use those billions? What was those billions for then? It was intended so that now he may distribute, he may invest in the akhirat. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says the love for wealth is intense. That is in its place. What they should really do is earn wealth, but don't give it a place in the heart and use it correctly. Then there was nothing wrong. The ship requires water to sail. If there was no ocean water there, we would never have been able to have ships plying the ocean and bringing all our containers from Hong Kong and from other parts of the world. So water was essential for the sailing of the ship. But because it is essential, now we say put the water into the boat or into the ship. Then the ship will sink too and the containers will go down too. Nothing will be left. So wealth is essential, but it must not be given a place inside the heart. It must be kept in the pocket, in the purse, in the bank, somewhere else. But once it enters the heart, then corruption comes. After that corruption comes. Then greed comes. Then everything else comes. Therefore, in the zikr majlis of mine, many times you have heard, Hawa wo hirso wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me duwa dil badal de. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that these people, their wealth, the love of that is intense. And they are also a witness to that. But Allah says, after that, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا مُعُثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. Don't you know that a day is going to come? I'm just giving you the meaning. A day is going to come when the graves are going to throw out everything that is inside. In Surah Zilzal also that has been mentioned. And in the tafsir we find that the day is going to come when from the ground pillars of gold and silver will come out. Pillars of gold and silver. Qiyamah time. When the shake-up will take place. And people will come there and the person whose hands were cut, he'll say, was it because of this gold and silver? Now look at my hands were cut and what a sinful person I became. The person who broke his ties with family members, he'll say, was it because of this gold and silver? Of what use is it today? Whatever the person did, he will come and look at the gold and silver and he'll say, was it because of this? So Allah Ta'ala says, the qabr will throw out there. Hussela ma fil qubur. إِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And whatever was inside the hearts will be exposed. And just to conclude it, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was well aware of them until that time. Allah knew fully well what we all did and what we were engaged in. But on the day of Qiyamah, now Allah Ta'ala will expose it in front of those billions of people that will be gathered there, that this is what was in the heart of this person all this time, what he was concealing, outward kind of piety in its place. But whatever was in our hearts, that malice, that greed, that pride, that arrogance and everything else, and all the sins that we committed and all the darkness of the sins and everything will be exposed, and those billions of people will see whatever we were. And the book of deeds will record and show it to us if we want evidence that there's it here. And our tongues will be silenced, but our hands, our feet and the rest of the parts of our body will give evidence that these are the dandas and the sins that this person was engaging in. So Allah Ta'ala says, now look at that and become grateful. That's what he's trying to say. That these ni'mats and bounties of mine are not to be wasted. They are not to be used for my disobedience and displeasure. Use it, but don't abuse it. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us an understanding of these verses of the Quran Sharif and give us the tawfiq of amal. And at present around the world we know what is happening. The amount of destruction that is taking place. Look at the masjid in Islamabad that has been bombed. Those bombs have destroyed so many kitabs, so many Quran Sharif, so many ahadith kitab. And according to reliable, authentic reports of those people who were within that complex. Now that is a different story, all whatever politically happened there. But within that complex, that over 1,000 people have lost their lives. Now what is this? If this is not intense love for that seat and that position that the Musharraf holds, and the intense love of wealth, then what is it? American dollars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe. And give us all the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.